From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 28, 2016. This week, the sound of boiling water opens a special episode for Virginia's K-12 science students on temperature and on two fundamental ways that different animals respond to temperature. To start, have a listen for about 10 seconds to sounds around a Virginia pond on the morning of March 22, 2016, when the temperature was about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and see if you can tell what animals were active then. That morning's sounds included mallard ducks diving for food and red-winged blackbirds singing out nesting territories. A day later at the pond, but in the afternoon when the temperature was about 70 degrees, there were again active ducks and other birds, along with lots of people enjoying the water scenes. But also active that afternoon was another winged creature that had been absent the previous morning. At a sunny 70 degrees, bees were busy visiting cherry tree blossoms, and a few other early spring insects were also moving. How come the birds you heard were active at 40 degrees, but the bees weren't? Birds, as well as mammals, are called endotherms, meaning they can generate body heat and regulate it with insulation, behavior, and blood circulation. Endotherms are also sometimes referred to as warm-blooded, but that term isn't really accurate, because not all of their blood is always warm. Endothermic animals keep their core body temperature within a relatively narrow range, depending on species and their natural habitat. That allows the animal's cells and tissues to continue to carry out temperature-dependent biochemical reactions. Other animals, including reptiles, amphibians, fish, insects generally, and many others, are called ectotherms, also sometimes referred to as cold-blooded. Again, not really accurately, because their blood isn't always cold. Ectotherms also need a certain range of temperature to carry out biochemical reactions, but their core body temperature changes along with the temperature of their environment. Within this basic distinction between endotherms and ectotherms, however, many variations and adaptations exist. For example, the body temperature of some hibernating mammals can fall almost to the outside temperature, and some insects use heat generated by their wings to keep parts of their body warm. We close with two more sets of sounds of frogs, birds, and insects. See if you can identify the ectotherms and endotherms. You'll find the answers in the online show notes for this episode. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.